Welcome. I'm getting interrupted by a two-year-old. Welcome, welcome. You've tuned into Radiance by Design here on BBS Radio. BBS Radio is a wonderful internet station with all kinds of live broadcasts about all kinds of subjects, and Radiance by Design is about you. It's a call-in, interactive show, and I want to discuss a few things today, and I'm hoping that you'll call in and join in the discussion about a number of things. Now, I have an unusual visit from the two-and-a-half-year-old, so we may have some interesting interruptions, but I'm sure that we'll make it through just fine. So my name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. And what does that mean? It means when you call in BBS Radio with your questions and your questions about a mini reading, I look at you. I see what your soul journey is, what issues you're dealing with, what you're actually attracting in your life, and help you unhook the energy so you can release and become more authenticated. It's very exciting. I love working with you, with my guides and angels. And, you know, one of the things I always teach, or my guides taught me, is that we're vibrational vehicles of light. We're all vibrational beings who become physical after. So what's way out in your frequency comes down into your body-mind. And it's really interesting. So when we work on your issues, of course, we then work on your frequency and we can help you change the issues. But the other major thing is that we're like herd animals. Like horses, for example, run in a vibrational herd. And that means they recognize and they know each other through the vibrations that they emanate and through the commonality of their vibrations. So they live in what I was reading about on this special email I'm going to refer to today. They live in a kind of a grid or a net of energy. So do we as human beings. And as such, of course, we all fuel each other's memories and such and such, like memories of past lives. We fuel one another's awareness of that which is hidden in us, old abuse issues. We fuel one another's repeated patterns, because that vibrational connection between us all helps us identify ourselves. So you radiate out abuse, and what you bring back is people who are connected to abuse energy. Think about it. It's kind of a magnetic radiance. It's a compatibility. It's a matching frequency, so all the matching stuff slips into the same zone, so to speak, or slips into the same part of the net. And my work is all about trying to bust out of that. And so I like to start us off with vibrational exercises, but also I have two major subjects I want to talk about today that came through the email. One is about the latest edict from the FDA. Apparently, we're going to talk more about this. It's attempting to regulate supplements, herbs, juices, and all kinds of alternative activities as medicines, meaning they're going to start putting the FDA restrictions on all of these things, certain licenses and so on. And we need to function as a conscious vibrational herd, if you will, a conscious one that moves our frequency up and that moves us into connection for the greater good on a conscious level, not pulling into sort of old abuse victim activity on a subconscious level. You understand where I'm going with this? So I'm going to be reading you bits and pieces from this FDA blurb that I've gotten and how they really want us to communicate and write letters to stop this activity. The other thing I wanted to talk about is I received an email about a woman who had a near-death experience, a really powerful one, and a healing for her own son. And as her near-death experience processed itself, now remember it used to take 12 years. Hello?
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah. My name's Jess, and I'm going through like a court.
Hello?
Problem. My name's Jessica? And I'm going through like a court problem, and I want to know if I'm doing the right thing.
Hello?
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 Yeah. Hello? Can you hear me?
Hi. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I understand I could ask a question, because there's an intuitive that would answer my question.
Of course, but I'm just explaining something, but I don't know if you all heard it, but there was an incredible, terrible noise on the line. Did you hear it?
Oh. No.
All right. What's your name?
Jessica.
Hi, Jessica.
Yeah.
I wanted to do a little bit of talking first. And there's also an incredible howling on the line. Can you hear that, Dawn?
I'm outside.
Okay, I'm asking Dawn if you can hear that. Okay. I'll try.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Okay. Hi.
Can you hear me?
All right. Yes, go ahead and ask your question.
Yeah, I'm going through this court thing right now, and it's over with, but I'm still in working through it. And I'm thinking of suing, you know, the state. Do you think it's a good idea? Am I doing the right thing?
Suing
the state? I feel like I've been railroaded.
You have. Well, what's the issue? First of all, you have... How old are you?
I'm
like,
54.
Okay. And what's... can you tell us, like, a very small thumbnail about the issue?
Yes. My husband and I were taking our dying dog to the vet. Mm-hmm. And he believed we were speeding, and we're right in front of the vet's office. And he wouldn't let me in the vet's office. He was yelling at the top of his lungs in my face and gave my husband a hard time because he didn't believe my dog was sick. And I tried twice to get in the vet's office. I was arrested, taken to jail, and I went to two trials. It was a bedroom court system where all the judges and the police department and the police light on the witness stand on the police report, and I didn't feel I had a fair trial. And so I was found guilty, and then now I'm going to, they want me to go to counseling. And then I went through one counseling for 6 months, and they said, well, that's not good enough. They're going to make me go again. And if they want to keep me in the system, and I'm at the point where I wanted to, thinking of if I should put a state complaint against the state and sue the state and those police officers and, you know, that did this. My question is...
What was the charge?
It was keeping an officer from doing his duty. Now,
and
right from the beginning...
Because you were speeding?
Huh?
It was because you were speeding?
Speeding. That day I got 3 tickets. Speeding, failure to sign, and resisting arrest. Well, there was no resisting arrest. I just wanted to go in the vet's office to get my husband's help.
What town are you in?
Tacoma. It was in Tacoma, down Bridgeport Way. And, you know, by the Trader Joe's and, you know, like 50
Well, you know what's really interesting, Jessica, is I feel really, really antsy about you suing. And part of it is not because it's not just, because you need some recompense for this, but there's something in you where you have a lot of issues. You know, we have to realize that we attract all kinds of feedback to issues that are hidden in us. Did you hear me talk about that at the beginning?
Well,
like
no.
If we have, you have a deep defensive issue in there. I would say you probably had quite a bit of pressure and trouble and pretty strong abuse or something as a small person.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things is that you attract that kind of anger. Now, you got to clear. I'm not saying you're right or wrong. I'm saying you got to clear a lot of that energy before you deal with them.
Okay.
Because I don't see it as being very favorable. I think it's right. I mean, it's right you should think that way. It's just... You got to clear something in yourself because you're going to attract some big problem. And
okay.
I don't like it for you. It feels like you're very unpowerful in this particular court system, you know.
Yeah.
It sounds more like you're working with somebody in Texas. Forgive me for my prejudice, but I've heard a lot of stuff from Texas.
Well, a lot of them are that way at Tacoma Courthouse. They're like, it's a bedroom. They all, every time I speak, they said, oh, I don't believe you, or else they cut me short, so they won't let me talk.
Hmm.
And I found out with the judges, the police. I mean, I read the report, and I said, my God, this guy just lied through his teeth.
It scares me for you. I would not sue under those same circumstances.
Uh-huh.
The guys are asking you to clear your energy. Get some energy workers. Start really looking at your own issues. Get clear.
Uh-huh.
And then take it to a higher court.
Yeah.
But I would not do it. The way you're in it now, it's like you seem to be made an ass of, forgive my language, but... They seem to make a mockery of people right there. And because sometimes when we have hidden issues, what happens is we attract that mockery. Have you ever felt, sometimes I used to feel, before I really worked on myself, I used to feel invisible, like if nobody would hear me or see me or understand what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And I get that kind of impotence. If you go into court and sue like that, you're going to be in a big mess.
Uh-huh.
And the thing with you is it's like you against so many people who want to believe in what they're saying. You don't have enough support around you is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
And
but
it's really devastating.
I can still put in my complaints and hear my voice heard through the papers because, you know, his story was told, but mine never was. So I got to go the legal way and just put my story and try to get that on the docket.
Yes, but get your energy cleared first. I promise you it'll make a huge difference.
Like,
how do you clear your energy? You get to an energy healer. You start doing your meditation. Get clear, because I promise you this, that people who have that kind of energy in them keep attracting a nasty response. If you're having trouble with the law, get yourself clear about all your legal issues, about your judgments of yourself and other people. You judge yourself really harshly, don't you?
You said what?
It seems like you judge yourself really harshly, do you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, get that clear, too, because that attracts more judgment. I don't like it. So if I say to you, go ahead and sue them, I'm going, gah, looks bad for her. But if you clear yourself out a lot, you can change the energy and then start to really go see The Secret. Have you seen The Secret?
Yeah, I've seen some of that. Yeah, I know.
Okay, well, I would get to work on myself again. I know you've worked on yourself somewhat, but it hurts me for you that you could end up in a bit of a pickle there, you know?
Uh-huh. It's kind of like...
And you've got a good... You have a good husband, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's good. You've got some support, but I just feel like you're going to be floundering and nobody's going to really hear you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why it's so illegal. It's so... there's something wrong with the system around you. You may step out and go to another legal system.
I can't do that. It's like this is where it has to go. And unfortunately, a lot of those judges are overstepping the bounds. The police are overstepping the bounds. And because I don't know the law, that they figured, well, it's not only me. I've talked to a lot of people, and they've had the same problem here.
I feel really terrible about it because, as I said, it's a very restrictive association on the legal level, and you don't have the, you don't have the support to bust that system.
Yeah.
But if you start clearing yourself, I see you connecting through another group as if it's like a higher court or something different. It looks like it's not Tacoma, it's maybe Olympia.
Okay.
And it's,
I have a lawyer right now. His name is Matt Bellmer.
Mm-hmm.
But I tried to talk to him since April 3rd, and I don't have any response from him. It's like he's avoiding me.
As soon as you say his name, I feel like I feel kind of sick.
Kind of what?
So either he's sick or your subconscious connection with him is not good. If I were you, I'd lay off for a short while and then clear yourself like mad. Just keep clearing yourself. You've got several other people that you know of that are in a bit of difficulty too. And everybody start getting clear, raise your frequency, and then go in a slightly different direction. You'll be led.
Are you saying that I should... We paid him $2,000. So you're saying he's worthless to me?
I'm saying until you really change yourself, he doesn't feel that you're powerful enough.
Then I'm powerful.
And he also, you got to remember this, Jessica, that a lot of these guys are under the thumb of the same system you are.
Yeah. So they don't feel like I'm particle? What do you mean?
Powerful enough.
Oh, yeah, that's true.
They're not even... Do you realize that people who aren't very powerful very often get kind of blighted in the system? They don't get treated very well?
Yeah, that's true.
So what we need to do, I'm working with some people right now, and he needs to get into the court system because of an old problem that he avoided.
Yeah.
And we've watched him, several of us have watched him and gone, don't go now because your fear and your old abuse issues are coming up, and you're just going to create crap. And then we get clearing with him and clearing with him and clearing with him, and now it looks like he's going to go in and it's going to be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I promise you that you have to change something or you're going to get victimized again.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah, so I don't know who would help me clear because I've been to clearing James Gilead and it didn't seem like it did anything. Different people that say, oh, they could clear it.
Well, there's still something going on. Now, you know what? When we get afraid or when we get, like for me, okay, if I go and I look at all this system and I see the legal people having a lot of power and me having... feeling very vulnerable, I get scared. So my energy drops down, right?
Yeah.
It gets worse and worse. The more you clear, and don't, you're just not done yet. And I think in a little while you should be able to get through it. But I see you going, it's funny, as a predictor, and I never believe predictions should hold. I believe we should be able to work with them so they can be changed according to what we're really trying to create.
Yeah.
But as a predictor, I see you clearing some more, going up vibrationally, and then moving to a slightly different court. It's like a higher court setup. And I think you're going to develop a different, almost like you have some kind of attraction for someone else who's doing it as well, and you start to support each other, and you move in a different direction.
Yeah, so are you saying I should get a different lawyer, Matt Belmer?
Yeah, I do. No. I say you should clear yourself and then work with him, because right now, he doesn't, it's like we ignore some people who don't feel powerful, don't we?
Yeah, so he's ignoring me.
He's ignoring you. And he also doesn't feel well. He's got a lot of gut stuff, and the belly area is where we have subconscious. So he's a lot of his own issues, right?
You mean he has gut problems, health problems?
Yeah, he has. And the other thing about him, he's not the most... You know how some people can be really, really brilliant, but they're not very conscious about creating their reality? He's not a very conscious man. You want to start working with people who are moving toward consciousness.
Do you know any lawyers?
No, I don't, but... you're going to meet several people. I feel like you're going to be associating with people in Olympia for some reason.
Well, I know somebody in Bremerton, this lady, Maria Shoemaker, she's fighting for a civil right, but she's got her own issues that she's going to court with Don Little. And I kind of met them, and, you know.
Well, Don Little's got more consciousness than your fellow.
Yeah. Well,
you know what I mean by consciousness? Is people are willing to create?
Yeah.
Some people are just looking at your situation going, yuck, I don't want to be bothered.
Yeah, I know, because it's too simple, it's too stupid in their point of view.
Well, the thing is, you can create a reality that's different because you, and you are adorable. And the reason I'm saying that is because at the beginning of this call, I was so frustrated by some stuff that's jammed inside of you, and I kept talking about clearing. Right now, your energy is opening and beginning to clear.
Uh-huh.
Do you know that?
Uh-huh.
And so you're somebody who can actually begin to open, clear, and create your reality. You know what I just did, Jessica, and all you people at home that are listening? I told you the last time I was on that I was doing structures, which we're going to do in a while, and in it I was asking for a refund from the IRS for, you know, what do you call it, when you haven't paid and you have to pay a penalty, my penalty fund.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote them and asked them for a refund of my penalties. And it's really weird, and I was manifesting and chuckling at myself asking for an IRS refund. Well, I got two letters on the very same day. One of them said, you definitely get no refund because you earned the money and you didn't pay, so there.
Mm-hmm.
And the second letter said, we have decided that you are a fine, upstanding citizen, blah blah, and you will get a full refund. So I got both of those, and I had been manifesting, and it's an example of all of a sudden I get two responses in the same day, and I actually got the check after a while.
Oh.
So I think that that's just a reminder that we can manifest a different result, and it looks like I was right on the edge of not manifesting it, doesn't it?
Uh-huh.
Do you see what I'm saying? I'm saying to you, you can do this. You can manifest it through, but what you're putting out there right now isn't going to do that yet.
Okay.
So you got to practice, you got to move your energy, you got to look at the stuff that's resisting, you got to see how you're holding back, how you mistrust, how afraid you are.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Clear it. Talk to God, talk to your angels, absolutely sweep the place clean, wrap yourself in light, and then call them again. And you would be shocked at how much magic you can create as far as creating connections with people, connections with lawyers, people helping you.
Yeah.
I would call people who know about dogs as well because it seems like there's something about advocacy in the animal world as well.
Uh-huh.
You see what I mean?
Uh-huh.
You don't know where your advocacy is going to come from, but you need it. And I'm laughing, going, you know what? You're very magical because you shifted a lot of your energy in a period of 5 minutes.
Uh-huh.
You're amazing. You're a really wonderful, wonderful soul. You don't believe it yet.
Uh-huh.
And I want you to, or the guides are saying to you, get clearing and clearing and clearing, and you will manifest a different result, and you will also be in a different court system.
Okay.
And you'll sit, you could call me in a while and say, holy mackerel, we don't know how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
We got clear. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Was that too confusing? Do you follow it?
I follow some of it, yeah. Well, I follow it, but they say we can manifest stuff, and I've been trying to do that, but it's kind of hard to, you know.
Well, honey, when you're manifesting one of the things they don't talk about in The Secret or many other ways, well, actually, if you read a lot on it, you will find they all talk about this, but clearing is if you're manifesting and you've got stuff in your belly, in your subconscious that's been very deeply programmed, it blows out some of our manifestations.
Okay.
So the trick is knowing where we have that. So that's why I always say
soul
clearing.
Memory.
My guides always say clearing, you know?
Yeah, soul memory.
That makes sense?
Yeah.
Call in and let us know what happens, or email me, Veronica@VeronicaEntwistle.com.
I have one more question. Dr. Fred Bell, he has that, what is it, projector and receptacle that he sells, and he said that's supposed to clear and manifest things. Do you feel that actually have any credence to that? He has this receptacle and receptor, you know, projector that he sells, and it's a two-network.
Did you try it?
No, I just wondered if you feel intuitively that it actually would work.
I think it works on some people, and again, I don't know why it only works on some people. I'd have to sit and stare at it for a while.
Uh-huh, because it's supposed to be Palladian and Andromedan technology.
Great. You have quite a tie with Andromeda, don't you?
Andromeda? I don't know. Andromeda?
Yeah, I would rent it first because I'm not sure. Guys are saying like it works for some of the people.
Okay.
And maybe that depends on, I mean, I have to really work with this to figure out what it depends on, but it seems like some of the frequencies don't hit all the people.
Or it doesn't affect all people. It only works for some people.
Apparently, yeah.
Would it work for me if I got it?
I'm not sure. Can you borrow it? Can you ask?
No, you have to buy it. It's like $2,000.
Well, you know what the guides are saying is that you have the ability to do it with your mind
uh-huh.
and with your heart
uh-huh.
and with your clearing.
Yeah, okay.
And we're not getting 100% that it's going to work for you.
Yeah.
I get a kind of a slice through it, like partly it does.
Uh-huh. So it's probably not worth it.
Yeah, I wish you could borrow it first.
Yeah, okay.
And he's brilliant. I don't know Fred Bell, but I see him here. He's very brilliant, you know.
Yeah, he's supposed to be pretty brilliant.
I think you can do a lot with this without having a machine.
Yeah, mind over
I wouldn't mind having a manifesting machine, but I know something I manifest pretty well by using the technology that I'm gifted with by my guides, and usually it doesn't cost anything. It's using your mind in an organized way at times.
True, yeah.
But I do see that he can do wonderful things with that thing, but I'm not sure why it doesn't work with some people. That's an issue that is, you cannot define the human variable, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it could be something to do with the frequencies in you that I see that are holding you back and making you less, more of a victim and less free to be your true self. And I better get going because we spend a little time.
Okay, thank
but
you.
I hope to hear later what happened.
Okay, thank you very much.
All right, Dolan, thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Oh, dear, well, that there's quite a strong tone coming through, and it's really hard on my head. But in any case, I'll keep going. All right, so the Health Freedom Action Alert of the FDA. Oh, I was talking about that, but I was also talking about something called Fire the Grid, where a woman who had a near-death experience finally awakened her whole consciousness and became very in tune with her guides and was taught so much about the grids. I mentioned the grids that horses live in, for example, the grid being that which is vibrationally linking groups of life, like whether it's humans, people, whether it's animals, whether it's plants or whatever. There is a grid linking beings of the same species or genus so that they communicate with each other without having to have great language, you know. And so she's talking about how we have to evolve, that the world is, I can't really read all this, it's huge, but you might want to look up Fire the Grid, let's see, firethegrid.com, that's fire, F-I-R-E, the, T-H-E, grid.com, because she's making a plea for us to work together for an hour on July 17th this year. Her guides and angels have asked for that. because basically this link up, this energy link up between us at times defines our evolution, defines our consciousness, defines how we live in the world. And what she's saying and proposing is something I absolutely adore and absolutely believe in, is that with our intentions and with our choices and with a terrific amount of clearing, we can actually begin to create a higher consciousness grid. So she's saying to take time off July 17th for 1 hour. I can't remember the time, but we have time to get all of that straight. Golly, I can't put my hand on it right now. But anyway, she's saying to take time for an hour and join in with people all over the world to consciously create a higher unity. That's unified fields or unified vibrational webbing or connectedness, to unify that for the sake of healing the planet. She's talking about how her guides are saying that whilst we create this conscious grid, holy mackerel, that we can actually change the outcome of global warming. We can change a lot of the poison, the polarities on the earth that are causing us to kill each other and so on. And you know what? My guides used to say quite a while ago, and then when we saw Great Gore's movie on the global warming. I know there's a great deal of other information out there about global warming, but his movie certainly, like The Secret, took a truth and just threw it into our faces so that we could actually evolve with it. And I remember seeing at the time that we have the capacity as human beings to raise a great, almost like a membrane, all around the world that would stabilize the atmosphere. And that would stabilize things. We have scientific ability. I don't know what I'm talking about. I'm saying that this is something that the guides talked about, and that is actually a potential of our science, of our world's ability, and so on. And now I'm saying, okay, this woman's name is Shelley, and I'm sorry, having had the grandmother role, which I'm totally not used to, I can't remember what her name is, but anyway, she sounds absolutely wonderful. Her vibration is very, very high, and she's encouraging us all to realize that we can contain, we can actually raise the human consciousness by paying attention to this vibrational grid that connects us all consciously. Isn't that wonderful? I'm just so thrilled about it, and certainly will participate, but I thought I'd mention it to you. And then when we go back to the FDA thing, holy mackerel, you know what they're doing. Ever since there's been alternatives to the pharmaceuticals, ever since there's been alternative, or we'll put it the other way around, there's always been alternatives, because that's the grassroots stuff, right, for health and healing, herbs, and now so much energy and just magical healing, and all of that's been going on for ever and a day, hasn't it? But then we have the pharmaceutical companies, we have the medical companies, and we have the whole medical, again, we use a grid, okay? We'll say the economic grid, which all depends on fueling one another's business, right? So we have that. It doesn't particularly like the potency of the alternative world, because it might elbow out some of the business, I gather. And I know it's much more intense about politics and greed and all those other things that we all get involved in. Anyway, the latest thing, and very often I remember being in health foods many years ago, and they used to come into the health food shops, and with great big rolls of masking tape, they used to put the masking tape all across all the bottles of supplements and say nobody's allowed to buy any of these. I was in Canada at the time, and the hue and cry would rise, and then, of course, they'd pull the tape off, and off we'd go again. So this isn't new that the FDA has wanted to curtail or curb the supplement activity that most of us are involved. Many of us listening to this show will be very involved in complementary and alternative medicine products. So let's see. I'll get you a list of what they're trying to do. Things that will be regulated out of existence, okay? All vitamins, nutritional supplements, and functional foods. I could start again. Ta-da! There are some new rulings on the table that all kinds of things like raw vegetable juice are going to be regulated as a drug. It must be FDA approved as a drug if it has any health effect whatsoever. Now, you and I know that if you're not feeling well and you start raw vegetable juicing, you start to go through a huge bunch of detox and clearing, even if you just start gobbling vegetables, which is what I do sometimes when I'm really out of balance. Let's see. And a product used in a CAM therapy or practice may be subject to regulation as a biological product, cosmetic, drug, device, or food, including food additives and dietary supplements, under the Act of the PHS Act. I don't know what that is. The translation is anything used in any system of medicine may now be regulated as a drug or medical device by the FDA. This includes a biofeedback machine, acupuncture needles, a cup of herbal tea, massage oil, a glass of vegetable juice, or even a bottle of water. And then another part of it is if a person decides to produce and sell raw vegetable juice for use in juice therapy to promote optimal health, and if the juice therapy is intended for use as part of a disease treatment regimen instead of for the general wellness, vegetable use would be subject to regulation as a drug under the Act. I already said raw vegetable juice will be regulated as a drug. Handing a cup of raw vegetable juice to someone and telling them it's good for the detox of their liver will get you arrested for practicing medicine without a license and promoting an unapproved drug. Then another thing is, I already read the one about all food supplements, superfoods, and functional foods may be reclassified as drugs by the FDA and regulated off the market. And another one, if the manipulative and body-based practices involve the use of equipment, massage devices, or the application of a product, such as a lotion, cream, or oil, to the skin or other parts of the body, those products may be subject to regulation under the Act, which means massage oils and creams will be regulated as drugs and acupuncture needles as medical devices. Taking this absurdity one step further, massage therapists who use their fingers to touch patients may have their fingers regulated as medical devices and be accused of practicing medicine for merely touching patients. So I'm not going to go a long way into this because you can read it yourself. This is through, this one is News Target on your somebody phoned me yesterday. Several people have commented on this and said, oh, this is old hat. We've been reading about this for a month on the internet. And then other people have phoned and said, it's amazing that health professionals have no idea that this is on the table. So that's why I decided to talk about it on the radio show, because we all need to do everything we can to get people to pay attention to this pending legislation and write letters. If you write letters, and I guess the due date is April 30th, write letters and be heard. This is America, to actually raise the groundswell, to raise your voices, is a great way to offset this kind of thing, and it's really crucial. So you can check the more detailed aspects of this on www.newstarget.com. That's newstarget.com. And let's see. And this article also mentions that they want to label irradiated food as pasteurized, voted to put the deadly drug Vioxx back on the market after many deaths, raided a church at gunpoint, confiscating biofeedback machines, charging they were practicing medicine by counseling church members on issues like depression, openly allows corrupt, on-the-take experts to vote on new drug approvals, even those when experts are taking money from the same companies impacted by their votes. This is an organization that refuses to legalize stevia, the safe natural herbal sweetener that's used virtually everywhere else in the world. Well, they want to protect aspartame and other chemical sweeteners, which we know create cancers, or they distress your body enough to pave the way. Openly allows the mass poisoning of the public with cancer-causing food additives such as sodium nitrite. Refuses to enforce its own laws regarding unsafe chemical toxins in personal care products, allowing perfume and lotion companies to continue poisoning the public with cancer-causing chemicals that don't even have to be listed on the label or proven safe. It's already ordered the destruction of recipe books that mention stevia. Mm-hmm. It's a campaign to keep the public ignorant of the herb and it does everything in its power to protect drug company profits, including discrediting herbs, supplements, and alternative medicine. Anyway, that's enough, because most of us already know that the more political institutions have stopped the Rife machines and really come down hard on all these ways of bypassing the more generally accepted medicine. So we know all that. My saying to you is, check the internet, really read up on this stuff. And if you're smart, I mean, if we're smart, we'll stand up and be heard right now.
Hello?
So we have a
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Yeah, I'd like to know if I'm going to meet anybody that I'm real compatible with.
What's your name?
Marcy.
Where are you, Marcy?
I'm in Seattle, Washington, or Renton, Washington.
Great. Just a sec. You've got some way of really constricting. Somebody, do you have a lot of children or something?
I've had three. They're all grown.
You just look. You look like you're being held back by something in yourself that has something to do with your children. What does that mean to you?
Wow. Oh, well, I don't get along with the daughter.
Because it seems like there's a possibility. It's almost like this. You have a couple of men out there that you're going to be dating in a while, but there's something about you that's holding back on being vibrationally open and available.
Hmm.
And it's funny. I just feel like there's young people's arms around your waist holding you, and you taking your... See, all of us have to think about this. If we're defined by how our children or how people see us, we aren't really expressing our true self. And the guides are saying this, that you have the potential of a mate. Actually, you have the potential to choose of two mates over the next year or so, but your route to it is not necessarily eharmony.com. It's you clearing something about the way you perceive yourself because of your relationship with your kids.
Hmm.
It's keeping your fields, your energy fields, because we radiate ourselves out. And they used to tease us all when we're single, and I'd say, it's funny, when you've got it together, you're probably single.
Yeah.
Because when we get it together, we hold our energy fields in kind of a tight package, like an eggshell a lot of the time.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody can quite get near you. Do you know that?
Mm.
Not because you're not adorable. I'm not saying that.
Yeah.
I'm saying because you kind of contain yourself, and it's hard to move in and see who you are. But you've got a man coming in over the possibility over the next year or so.
How would I recognize him? I mean, because at the time, at this time, I do have a couple of people interested in me, but they're not what I feel compatible.
You know, what's interesting is I feel like... I feel like this man is somebody you don't, you might know him, but I don't think you know him, actually. But he's coming as a result of you shifting something in yourself. You're not really attracting your highest good at this time. Do you understand what I mean?
Yeah.
And so when we want to meet the right person, and you'll know, you'll suddenly go, oh, I could live with this man. You've been single too long, haven't you?
84.
Since 84?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a while.
That's a while, yeah.
Have you enjoyed it, Marcy?
Yes and no. I've had good times and I've had bad. And they, you know. Yeah, I've had fun times and then I've had not such fun times.
How's your stomach right now, this very minute?
How's my stomach? I don't know, it's kind of tight, I'll say.
Okay, I'm saying to you, excuse me, I was just taking a swig of my green tea there.
Mm-hmm.
I'm saying to you that you're containing yourself, almost like we have to realize this vibrational vehicles of light. Where we contain ourselves energetically, it doesn't, our frequency is curtailed, our frequency is held in You're a woman who needs to change, not because there's anything wrong with you, but because you need to expand into kind of a new level of your self-exploration and your creativity. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm.
And it seems to be curtailed or held in right around your midriff, right around the middle of your body, and your stomach looks like it holds back. And I feel like your personal power seems to believe in itself as being better when you're containing yourself. And I'm going, I don't think so, Marcy. You're going to be more personally powerful when you release all that. Your stomach's releasing right now. You might even burp in a minute. Do you know that?
Okay.
But
well,
you
I
see,
do have a cyst in my liver.
Okay.
That it was, I think it's smaller now, but it was almost the size of the palm of a hand, but not quite that big.
Wow.
Almost.
Well, that's pretty big.
Mm-hmm.
And do you find any relationship between... Oh, wait a sec, okay. So it's coming from past lives, right? And it's coming from a real deep withdrawing from certain parts of life because you have a lot of an old anger in there that you don't feel satisfied about expressing. It's almost like your way of dealing with those things in yourself is so gentle that you don't actually express the anger. Do you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
I'm not seeing you as a very angry woman at all. I'm seeing you as very contained, you see?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm seeing that cyst is relating to other lives.
Oh,
and
really?
Yes.
Other lives.
And a real fear of being the truth of who you are. And I want to say the truth of who you are is fun. You're fun. You're lively. You have a creativity about working with people. Are you retired?
I am retired. And I do love older people.
And you need to serve them somehow that soothes. You know, when we serve, we quite often bring out our self-actualizing force, like
mm-hmm.
teaching art or singing with them or something. You see what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You've got something that wants to come up and out, and I think your cyst has the ability to shrink. Were they were talking about surgery, were they? And
at one time, they were. I'm just anti... You know, on cutting on my body.
Well, I don't blame you. Good for you. Because, you know, you can talk it down, right?
Yeah, that. Plus, I study nutrients, too.
You study what?
Nutrients.
Herbs, oh, good.
Herbs and vitamins and aloe vera.
Well, you know, and I threw something... One thing about aloe vera, do you know Ambrotose? There's too much to say here. I can't say it all. Ambrotose is a wonderful thing to change the brain, that which again helps you change your body faster, you know?
That's in the aloe vera?
Yeah, it's an aloe vera-based product in Manatech, which is a multi-level. I'm not touting multi-levels. It just happens to be an amazing product.
Well, I've noticed since taking aloe vera, my digestion is real good. It's been real bad for many years, and after taking aloe vera, it's just way up there.
Isn't that wonderful? Well, and so the other thing is we're talking to you about past lives as well.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things, and I want everybody at home to do a little exercise with me.
Mm-hmm.
Because two things, you asked about a partner, and I'm saying to you, you need to do some clearing.
Yes.
So this is a perfect teaching tool, if it's all right with you, for us all to do a quick clearing exercise.
Mm-hmm.
Are you willing to do that?
Absolutely.
All right, so let's everyone at home... Pay attention for a minute as we wrap ourselves in light, and we do that so we don't take each other on. Wrap yourself in light, wrap yourself in light, good. And let's call in the presence of our guides and angels and ask for help. Good. And now we want to call up in our, let's all of us do the liver. Everybody's got liver stuff. Marcy has a cyst, but not everybody does, but we've all got liver stuff. So let's call up all of the toxic emotions from other lives, okay, that are moving through our liver at this time. Let's ask to feel in our body all the toxic emotion that's coming, just feel in the liver, that is. It's coming from other lives. Ask to feel it. Ask to feel it and exaggerate it. And then we're bringing in, and we're doing this quickly because we don't want it to settle, and ask our guides and angels for help as we command total release. And now we flush the liver with a violet flame. St. Germain's violet flame burning, turning, transforming, releasing. Yeah, there you go. And now run the violet flame through the liver. And if it is past lives, guess what? I would not spend the time to figure out who, what, where, when, how. But your liver tells me, and I don't know what you people at home, we can check out a few of you. I will, in fact, that's kind of fun. But when I look at your liver, I say that it records many kind of lifetime reactions where you curtailed, held back your own really passionate reactions to life. And sometimes that keeps you, even though you're a wonderful, a sweet character who's strong and has really run her life, the real you is way more potent, passionate, sensitive, and is a real eccentric, creative character. And that part of you is going to start to rise. But I want to say the liver is kind of holding back. It's afraid to feel the anger. It's afraid to feel the, you see what I mean? It's afraid to really get with. It's funny. You remember there's an old joke that used to be, how's life depends on the liver? Do you remember that? So does this make any sense to you, Marcy?
Yeah, it does. It does.
And the thing is that I think if you keep clearing, and just pick a place, everybody, you can't clear your whole thing because, you know what, we're millions of years old and who knows what's in there. But if you keep clearing, you're going to attract your man faster because your frequency is suddenly going to bounce up, boom, and you're going to be much more open and vulnerable and empowered all at the same time. You'll find it's really interesting, and this man seems to be in your life all of a sudden, and you're not sure how he came or went. You're not sure about that. But I think he's there for the rest of your life.
Great.
He has funny hair. This is the one thing I want to say. I'm not a photographic intuitive, but I do see little features. And he has this amazing shock of hair.
Okay.
So, and you said, how will I know him? Vibrationally, you'll know him. But your route to him is through yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Through your liver.
Great.
It doesn't only have to be the liver, but since it's an issue, go that way.
Mm-hmm.
That makes sense?
Yeah, it does.
And I think you'll probably even marry him.
Well, that sounds good. If I'm compatible, if I, you know.
Anyway, thank you for your call, my dear.
Thank you so much.
All right, many blessings.
Thank you.
It's so interesting. We've only had two calls so far. I hope we have at least one more before the end of the show. But it's so true that if you want to manifest something, you pretty much have to look at what you want to clear.
Mm-hmm.
And then, what we talked about, the grids and the conscious connection to others' thoughts and feelings as well, moves a much more massive manifestation forward, doesn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So when we pray for, I was just hearing the other day, it's like Mother Teresa didn't ever want to go to war. She wanted to go for peace rallies, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like when you think about that, you go, okay, her thing was she wanted to be in association vibrationally in the herd of those who are moving a swell toward peace or for peace. So I'm a vibrational worker, and I really see how, you know, like with The Secret, and I always natter about this, at least lately, but how many people want to diss The Secret? And I'm going, wait a minute, you guys. It has got mistakes. They've had problems, doodly-doo. Not mistakes that they've left certain things out, but it sent a part of that expanding wave, it sent it through the minds, hearts, and intentions of many people who were not awake to that consciousness of creating our reality. We want to be in a herd that moves that way. We're in a herd, and our herd has been afraid and defended and so on. We want to be in the kind of herd that moves in that direction. So when we're talking about firethegrid.com, check it out and see if you don't want to participate in creating a higher consciousness grid. And then the same thing about the Health Freedom Action Alert, the news target, about the FDA plans and writing to them. And they say personal letters are better than just email letters. But anyway, write to the FDA as fast as you can because, again, that's a swell of conscious. It's a wave of power that when we send that out there, it's a wave of intention. It's a wave of creating our reality. at a higher frequency level, we don't want to be combative. We just want to be heard, and a herd that's heard. And if there's enough of us, holy mackerel, guess what? We can change the world. We can put a grid around the world that lifts and supports Mother Earth and all her little children and all her big children and all the aliens that are coming to town. So one of the things my guides have taught me, and I love to do, it's a great manifestation tool. We're going to do it together. They're called the structures. So I'd like you all to join me into creating these structures. Now remember, you can use these, and they will come to you. You'll start getting them in slightly different formats and different shapes and so on. And they'll come to you, and you can put them around parts of your body that are ailing, around people, around situations, around the whole world. You can do with these structures as you wish, but I promise you that they truly empower our intentional thought and our manifestations and ourselves. And the structures also, in times of turmoil, these structures will actually buffer us, or they give us, they organize our subtle frequencies and our auric frequencies and so on. They organize them well enough that as we step into the world, we're not so buffeted about by the turmoil that many are experiencing. It's really wonderful. So why don't you join me and we'll do these structures. And as people keep saying, they're so beautiful, and they really are. I'm going to have some on my website soon. They're being drawn now. All right, here we go. Close your eyes. I always do everything. I call in the presence. I say, let's call in the presence. For the highest good of all concerned, Mother, Father, God, and Creator Spirit, with love in our heart. Let's focus a mile and a half above your head. And you see there a golden ball, and oh my, it's bright. I always think it has some platinum in it, has some kind of alloy, and it's really radiant. And there's a golden ball below your body, below your spine, perhaps 10 feet. And from the upper ball, right through your head, down your spine, into the lower ball, feel a filament of light. Oh my, it's bright. It's a white, gold, radiant light. And as soon as I bring it through, I feel this radiance in my body. I feel a buzz. Do you? And now we draw a whole circle of golden balls all around our waist, maybe just a little lower than the waist. And now from the circle above your head, a mile and a half, to this series of golden balls that create a circle around your waist, drop many, many, many radiant pink filaments of light. It might always turn gold too, so however yours are colored, enjoy that. So now you're in a canopy. Beautiful, beautiful, rounded canopy kind of structure, pyramidal structure. And then from the circle around your waist to the lower ball, drop many, many light frequencies, again pink, strings of light. Not like a Christmas tree, like filaments, like wonderful, wispy, beautiful, powerful strings of light that radiate. And inside of the structure, there you are, buzzing somewhat, and there's this amazing crystal ball all around you. And it also has colors. What is it talking to? How is it talking to you? And now you're in your double tetrahedron. A double tetrahedron is a three-sided pyramid pointing upwardly and a three-sided pyramid pointing down. And in this double tetrahedron, you start spinning it. You're inside of it, and you're spinning and spinning it. Can you feel it? And as you spin and spin, you look at a magical screen in front of you, and on that screen, you place pictures, moving pictures of that you want to create. And maybe it's about your self-esteem, about your self-love, about releasing Mother, Father, God, past lives, whoever you're feeling limited by, and whoever you're projecting onto with your archetypes. And then those concepts that you really wish to enhance. Who is it you want to be? What is it you're aiming to become? Be it now in this wonderful little movies you're making. And feel the resonance and the emotional reality of that. had all those things that are on your wish list, on your vision list. I'm adding radio community, media community. We talk to each other consciously and create a powerful grid all over the world. Transform our limiting consciousness. Now, when you're alone, you can do this for a while. And then drop your attention back to your spinning. Tetrahedron, is yours still spinning or is it stopped? Mine's still spinning today. Sometimes it stops. Sometimes it's hard to spin. Now, did you enjoy that?
Yeah.
All right, this is Veronica Entwistle, and I'm talking to you about you are a vibrational vehicle of light. And as we vibrational vehicles of light connect with one another consciously and magically, oh my, what we can create. Let's all do it together. I'm going to be on Jackie Salvitti's show talking with her guides and angels about the shadow this Thursday night. Jackie's a channel, a wonderful, wonderful channel, works with ETs and other beings of consciousness. I also work with many beings of consciousness, and I'm there more as her support on Thursday nights. And I love that you've called in here and talked with me today and been with me. I love that my grandson is here too. Isn't that great?
Mm-hmm.
And that the world is changing and we're going to offset this more narrow viewpoint of not being able to have a win-win medical system if the alternatives raise. We can all create what we want and we can all win, can't we?
Beautiful, yeah.
So tune in. I hope some of you will email me, Veronica, at VeronicaEntwistle.com. That's V-E-R-O-N-I-C-A at VeronicaEntwistle.com. Email me. Let me know how you are, who you are, what it is you'd like to talk to on Radiance by Design, because we're going to be here next Tuesday at 4 o'clock West Coast time, 7 o'clock East Coast time, and the relative times in between. I hope that some of you from Hong Kong, Singapore, and England will call in some week. Much love to you all and many blessings.
Thank you very much.
Oh, you stayed on. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye.